אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yeah, that's right. He said the sky's the limit for the Australia-Israel relationship last week ahead of his departure. Safer will fly out of Australia in the coming week, having completed a three-year term. That coincided with political uncertainty in Israel, as voters took to the polls three times in the one year. There was the Australian bushfire disaster. There was President Rivlin's visit. More recently, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. It's been to a large extent very much a roller coaster ride this year, he said. Describing the relationship between the two countries as very close, he said in many respects, intimate. And the ambassador outlined water and cybersecurity as key areas where he hoped he had made a contribution. One thing he would have liked to have seen, he said, was direct Tel Aviv to Australia commercial flights, a development that was seemingly on track before the pandemic hit. In a nice touch, the Australian Jewish community has presented him and his wife Sarah with a parting gift, a fellowship in their names that will enable an Australian student to do tertiary studies in Israel, and it's going to be worth $10,000 every year.
Oh, that's amazing. And do we know who is the next ambassador?
Well, it's not 100% confirmed yet, but the tip is that high-ranking diplomat Danny Danon.
Yes. He's amazing. He was Israel ambassador to the United Nations.
Yeah, so that would be wonderful because, of course, Mark Zafir has been quite outstanding, we think, during his term. So having Danny Danon would be equally good.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Shane, back to our nitty-gritty, especially Victoria. COVID-19 hits a Jewish home in Victoria.
Yes, of course. I've got stage 4 COVID-19 restrictions for about a week so far in Melbourne, soaring cases every day. And very sadly, last Thursday, 12 elderly residents at Jewish Care Victoria's Hannah and Daryl Cohen family building in the suburb of Windsor, plus 3 staff members, have been diagnosed with COVID-19. The remaining residents and 74 staff have been tested at the time of going to press, and the results were yet to come. Hopefully there won't be too many more, but it is a possibility. The 3 staff members did work there on July 26. They are now all in quarantine at their homes, and the remaining, all the residents in lockdown inside the facilities, each staff member that comes in into their rooms has to wear a full set of PPE equipment and then remove it and put it on again before seeing any other residents.
Shane, this is a very difficult period for our listeners in Melbourne. So we are thinking about you guys in Melbourne during this time. It's a very big challenge and I'm sure it's very stressful, but you'll get over it. It was 6 weeks, and I hope those 6 weeks will pass really fast for you guys.
And also spare a thought for the Year 11 and 12 students as well.
Of course.
All the Jewish schools, they're back to learning from home this time when the VCE trials are not too far away. So we're thinking of all of them as well.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS, Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, there was a very touching and interesting documentary on the ABC about Jeremy Spinach.
Yes, that's right, ABC Compass, and that will be screening on Sunday, August the 9th at 6:30 p.m. on ABC TV. Produced and directed by filmmaker Mitzi Goldman, who is Jeremy Spinach's first cousin. Of course, Jeremy was the former New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies president who sadly passed away from cancer in November 2018. Very rare form of cancer, and his twin children were less than a year old. So it was very, very tragic. But this documentary has so much heart. Goldman, the director, said the spine of the film is Jeremy's story over the last 5 months of his life. But wrapped around that is what was really important to him. And the film will resonate both with those who knew Spinak as well as the general public. She said, I really think that there are lessons. We're all going to face the end of our life at some point, and we all have questions. And the footage is so intimate. He's basically speaking to his children at the time that we filmed it. So it has a kind of tone in the delivery that is so unguarded and so true and full of love and hope.
So it's going to be screened tonight on 9th of August at 6:30 on the ABC. Shane, we went here in this in Australia from one crisis to another. We almost forgot the terrible bushfires. It was only 7 months ago. But then before we turned around, we had COVID-19 and our life changed again for all of Australia. But those that were affected by the bushfire are still suffering.
Yeah, that's right. So we've done a two-page feature looking 7 months on from the bushfires. And there are several Jewish residents in the south coast of New South Wales who either lost their homes or their businesses. So we spoke to each of them. There's Cecily and Roger Paris, a couple whose Conjola Park home was completely destroyed. But on the plus side, the Jews of the local area, they're called Jews of Shoalhaven, they raised, with the help of friends in Sydney as well, $32,000 for this family who are now living in a nearby town, Ulladulla. We also talked to Lee and David Wallace, who lost their home in Mogo. And also we spoke to Maureen Nathan, whose business called the Gold Rush Colony in Yorubadala Shire was completely destroyed. Also on a positive note in this feature, we look at how the fundraising that was done by the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies and Stand Up raised $930,000 for bushfire victims. And in Victoria, the Victoria Community Council of Victoria has raised more than $3 million for bushfire relief.
Shane, before we go, a new book written by Eddie Jacku.
Yes, Eddie Jacku, who turned 100 this year, and instead of being able to celebrate his birthday with all his many friends due to COVID-19, on the plus side, he's released this book called The Happiest Man on Earth, published by Pan Macmillan, and it's all about his incredibly inspiring life as a Holocaust survivor and his work at the Sydney Jewish Museum.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.